usually preach in series. That's what I do because I get bored quickly. So we keep it moving. Amen. And I was just thinking recently about passages that people are passionate about. Now, I'm one of them. There's certain passages. You probably know this of me. You know, my favorite verse in the Bible is Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them who love God. To them, you know, people are passionate about certain parts of the Bible. And they never pick it up. They never read it. But somehow, somewhere, somehow along the way, they heard something. They got something. And when trouble hits, out comes this scripture. Or they go running to it. Amen? So I've got several. So passages. These are Bible passages people are passionate about. We're going to start a new series this morning in this hour. And in this series, we're going to discuss prayer. We're going to discuss attitude, comfort. How many need some comfort every once in a while? Amen? How about this? Morals. Where are you going to get your morals from? Oh, there's a passage that, oh my gosh. It's called the Ten Commandments. Are you kidding me? Are you listening or not? Say. I mean, it's so good they've made a movie about it. You know what I mean? Come on, here we go. So, love and faith. We're going to talk about it over the next 6 weeks or so. So, today, here we go. Today, this is the first one. The Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer. Let's read it together. The Lord's Prayer. Right from the Bible. Right from the Bible. Okay, here we go. And pay attention to the screen because sometimes they change it. That's okay, change it a little bit, but here we go. After this manner, help me now. Read that loud with me. Therefore pray ye. Help us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. How many would be honest with me and say, Pastor Gary, I don't know a lot of scripture. I don't have a lot of scripture memorized, but this is one I sort of know. Can I see your hand? Isn't that amazing? Isn't it beautiful? Well, Miss Karen's going to sit over there. And I had a little bit of throat issue with this crazy thing I got going on, but I'm going to try to sing a song right now. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, anyway, there you go. I think people like the Lord's Prayer. I think people are passionate about it. Amen. Come on. Even the song evoked passion. I'm about to faint. Here we go. Let's go with the message. I want to get it into your mind. This is important. This week, a news reporter and a cameraman were shot by a disgruntled worker. You know the story. It's been on news everywhere. And he actually filmed it. It was horrible. We live in a violent world. And people ask me if I have security all the time. Do you have security, Pastor Clark? Do you have security? I don't have any organized security, but since I'm a conservative, I got security all around me. I just want you to know we got several police officers in the room this morning. I love it. Amen. I love that. And even some retired folks like that. So, but it's a crazy world we live in, right? Sure it is. And I hated to see what happened, but as I was listening, something I heard the guy who was the head of the station went back to the station with the staff. And he said, "We gathered together and we said the Lord's Prayer." Isn't that something? Tragedy and boom, right there. I'm thinking about it this week. Going to be speaking how people are passionate about the Lord's Prayer. And right before our eyes, a tragedy happens. And what did they run to? They ran to the what? To the Lord's Prayer, to the Bible. That's a good thing, don't you think? Aren't you glad that we have God's Word to help us? So, it's true. Let's look at it. So, we talked about the Lord's Prayer, but let's back it up a little bit. Let's back up the Scripture from the Lord's Prayer, and let's pick it up a little bit before where Jesus was talking. And I just call it some don'ts and do's about the Lord's Prayer and about praying. Okay, this is all, Jesus, is this about praying, guys? Okay, the Lord's Prayer, just a little lay me down to sleep something. Or like the football team after the game, we always go, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be that," don't we? You know what we do? So, you know, even we do it. And you know that most of the guys don't have a clue, right? Sure, sure. But we do it. It's important. But I'd like us to learn a little bit more than that. Can we do that? Say, let's get it down. Here we go. So some don'ts and do's. A couple of things, and we're going to back it up with Jesus. Don't pray to be seen by men. Don't pray to be seen by men. And number two, do pray to be seen by who? When you pray, do you want men to see you? Do you want God to see you? Yeah, when you pray, you want men to hear you? You want God to hear you? Look at what the Bible says. Before the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, "Now when you pray, don't be as the what? The hypocrites. Because they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the street. They get them a corner. No, that's my corner. I'm praying on that corner. First street. Come on, man. Don't pray like that to be seen in the street, that they can be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their what? They have their reward, all right. You want men to see, and that's what you want when you pray. And if they do see, and that's what you want, well, you got your reward, but God sure didn't give you anything. Jesus says, but when you pray, enter into your what? Into your closet. When you shut the door, pray to the Father, which is in secret. And the Father, which sees you in secret, shall reward you what? Openly. So just a couple of don'ts and do's. Right off the get-go, before we start getting too much into this. Another one Jesus said. Let's keep walking with Jesus. So don't be prayed to be seen of men, but to be seen of God. Also, don't pray to be heard by men. But when we pray, we want our prayers to be heard by who? God. This is just elementary, guys, but we need to say it. Here we go. And when you pray, use not what? As the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their what? And guys, how I like to do church and fellowships like this, I like us to be honest. And the honesty is this. A lot of times when we pray, you, me, both, all of us included, we're mindful of our words. And we're mindful even at times what somebody else is going to think about our words. It's not that we're trying to impress them. I just sometimes think we don't want to come off sounding like an idiot. You know what I'm saying? But the point is guys, we have to fight that. We have to fight that inside of ourselves. That who gives a rip if Don Martz is impressed with the way I pray? He's my father-in-law, so I'm going to pick on you. Does it really matter? Yes or no? Say. No. And Don, it doesn't matter when you pray.
What if Pastor Gary's impressed with my prayer?
Who gives a rip? What matters? We're both sinners on our way to hell without Jesus. Amen. Say. Come on. It matters what he thinks. You understand? Come on. So, I mean, I know it. I've done a lot of praying. I pray with a lot of people in my life. I mean, a lot of people. And I can tell sometimes when people are just, they're worried more about me than they are God. They're worried about just getting it right. I prayed for 12 years every Sunday morning in a truck out front. I did it this morning with seven men. And the beautiful thing is, over time, we've learned to be ourselves. And I'm a nut when I pray. I'm like, thank you, Lord, you're good to me. Somebody's praying, amen, I like that right there. And they're back there jumping in the back seat, you know. That's just how I pray from the country. That's how I am. But don't I get to be me, yes or no? And you get to be you. Okay? So we're not trying to get heard by men anyway, okay? So don't use vain reputation. Verse number 8, keep going. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what things you what? Have need of before you ask him. Now we're still making a case. So there's some don'ts and do's. Now the Lord's Prayer should probably be called, say it with me, the what? The disciples' prayer. Okay? Does the Lord need him a prayer? Say, does God need him a prayer? No, it's called the Lord's Prayer, but it's really a prayer the Lord gave to his disciples to teach them to pray. So it's really the disciples' prayer. You'll check this out in Luke 11. You won't see it in Matthew 6, but if you compare it to Luke 11, you'll see it. It came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place when Jesus had stopped, one of his disciples said unto him, because they saw him praying, and they were like, Lord, can you teach us to pray like that? Can you teach us to pray? Because, you know, John taught his disciples to pray, and we're your disciples, and we want to learn to pray. And so this is how the Lord's Prayer came about. He was helping them. Amen. Yes or no? Got it? Come on. So, Lord, teach us to pray. So, let's keep moving. Now, after this manner, pray ye. After this manner, pray ye. We're going to break this down now for you this morning. It's not going to take forever. We're rolling now. The word manner is the word order or pattern. After this order, say order. One more time. One more time. When you pray, this is a good order. Keep it in order. Will God hear you if you get it out? Of course he will. But Jesus is trying to get the order down so that we can learn. You want to learn to pray like Jesus? Pray in this order. Okay, so after this manner or after this pattern, after this order. Keep looking. Now the word manner never means what? And so often the Lord's Prayer has become a ritual. We'll come into church, our Father, John, heaven, give me communion, I'm gone, see you later. It was never meant to be that. And quite frankly, for the football team, it was never meant to be a little ritual that we say at the end of a football game. Anytime you pray this prayer, it should be heartfelt, it should be meant. Amen. It's not just a ritual that we go through. Got it? Yes or no? But we're so prone to ritual. We're so prone to that. Give me a set of things and I can do them and I'm good. Amen. Yes or no? God's not like that. He loves you. He wants relationship with you. He cares for you. He's just normal like we are. He created us in his image. So what have we learned? Let's learn a little bit this morning. Just a few thoughts that I put together. Don't come to God reciting a bunch of stuff. Don't come to God reciting a bunch of stuff. Here's my little thing, and I got my little thing down. I'm going to recite my little stuff. We don't need to do that. He would like you to be personal. He'd like you to talk to him like a human being. How many like somebody coming up to you in conversation? They're not real. They're not there. They're just words. You just, in my faith, and you just want to slap them upside the head. Shut up. Tell me something that I don't know. Talk to me here. Hello, I'm over here. You ever think God's like that? Say, we recite a bunch of stuff. No. Keep looking. Also, don't try to educate God when you pray. Now, this is Gary's stuff. I wrote this. I prayed with a lot of people that educate God when they pray. They are telling God the Bible. I don't mind quoting scripture, but I think he knows the Bible, okay? You know, it's all right to remind God of his promises, and I love that. There's nothing wrong with that. When you pray, I understand that. But I'm telling you, we go over everything. I was praying with a fellow one time. Coach Bears, are you in the room? He's probably outside with the team. But this guy went to praying about farms in Massachusetts. Not that they needed anything. He just went to giving a farming lesson to God. And I'm having to endure it. And I wanted to reach back and just grab him and slam him into the headrest. Can we just get back to real? Can we talk to each other real and talk to him that way? Say yes or no. There's nothing wrong with telling God your needs, you know, and expressing your needs to him and talking to him about your problems. But God's quite aware of what's going on in your world. Okay? And as a friend, even as a friend, listen, as a friend, if you come to me and you want to talk to me about your problems, I'm going to hear about them so long. And I'm going to go, shh, you're depressing me. So try not to depress God when you pray, okay? Come on, just talk to him. And you can tell him your stuff, but he's pretty aware of it. So don't try to educate him, okay? He's pretty smart. Also, God wants to hear your what? Say that with me. God wants to hear your what? That's the key. Get to the place in your life where you can talk to God. And you know he's not going to throw you out with the trash. When you can know he cares for you and you can tell him anything in your heart, you can tell him the crap and the crud. You can just talk like a normal person. Yeah, but will he hear me? I'm not being very reverential. I shouldn't tell him what I did and how I did it and what I was thinking and what, you know. Talk to him. Talk to him. He's cool with it. God's pretty strong. He can certainly handle your tail. Amen? Come on. All right, so the Lord's prayer. Now, I know we've taken a lot of time before we ever got to it, but this is important. Now, say it with me again. Would you? Here we go. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Come on, here we go. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Y'all doing all right? Good. Here we go. Now let's break it down. Number one, know who you're talking to. Know who you're talking to. The Lord's Prayer. Know who you're talking to. Say it with me. He's who? Father. You know, I discovered this just a few years ago. Did you know he ain't just my Father? He's our Father. You understand that? Say. He ain't just my daddy. He's our daddy. What do I mean by that? Our Father. Let's break it down, Raj. The word our is a horizontal word. You never say, our. No, our's always like this, isn't it? When you talk about our, it's like, come on, let's go get our stuff. It ain't, come on, let's go get our stuff. What are you doing? Get your hand down. Our is horizontal. I'm sorry, it's this way. Yes, horizontal. Okay. Now, I'm lost. Our, I am God's child, but I'm not God's only what? You might say, what does that mean, Clark? Well, it means this. This will temper how I pray. Guys, I've even heard people and heard of people and done it myself where we're praying for somebody and at the same time we're gossiping about them or something. What are you doing with your mouth? Or we sometimes come off praying that we're better than other people. You listening or not? You're not better than nobody. And when you pray to our Father, guess what? That person you don't like, he might be on his knees on the other side of town praying to the same daddy, getting some stuff shot over at your house. Come on. You listening to me or not? We don't think that, no, God, get him. What are you doing? He's our Father. Yes or no? Come, it will temper how you pray when you know you're not God's only child. Come on. I matter, but so does who? Say that with me. I matter, but so do. One more time. I matter, but so do. Remember that when you pray. I matter, but so do other people matter. Our Father. Keep looking. Now, the word Father is vertical. The word Father is up. Amen. Our Father. The word is the actual word Daddy. That's what the word means. Our Dad. Maybe that's why this prayer is so powerful. Because people can just feel it. Amen. Our Father. And what's the beauty of that word, Dad or Father, is I don't pray for my condition. A lot of times we pray from our condition, the mess we're going through or whatever, or the struggle. Guys, or we're trying to measure up, or we're trying to... I've known people to give money. They want to, when they're having problems, they want to give some money. Oh, I got to give some money to church. That'll get my condition better. You can never give enough. You can never do enough. Okay? And you could never do that. The beautiful thing is, I don't pray for my condition, or if I went to church last week, ooh, will he answer my prayer? No. Listen, I pray for my what? He's my daddy. He's my father. Amen? See, because of my children, they can come to me and talk to me because I'm their father, and they already have an inside track, don't they? Those are my kids. They don't have to go, well, Dad, I gave you money last week, Dad, and, I took out the trash, Dad, and I did all this stuff, Dad, and now will you sit down and talk me and help me, Dad? They don't have to do anything for me to talk to them. If they're hurting, whoop, they're right there because of their position. They're my kids, right? Yes or no? We're God's kids. Okay, so He is my Father. He is what? Amen. This will help you. Trust me. So our Father. Now, our Father forms a cross. Look at it. Remember, our is this way, and Father is this way, and our Father forms a cross, man. Pop it up. And you need to remember in prayer, it's all because of the cross. You don't pray because of your condition or what you can do. We pray because of our position, because Christ died for us on the cross. He rose from the dead. I put my faith in Christ. I am a child of the living God. Amen. All because of the cross. Sometimes people want to pray this prayer, but you don't believe in that Jesus, do you? Guys, we're screwed up. The Lord's Prayer, you don't have prayer, the Lord's Prayer, or anything without the cross. Do you understand that? Yes or no? Okay, keep that in mind. So that's why He's our Father. It's all because of the cross. That's why we can pray. It's all because... Do you think God hears the prayers of people who believe in false religion and don't believe in His Son? Here's the answer. No. Quote me. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Now, He can hear everything. But He did not have His Son come, be humble, die on the cross, raised from the dead so you could get up some other way. And you might say, Clark, that's hard. It's the Bible. Since when do we stop believing the Bible? Say. Are you hearing me today? So I can make you feel politically correct. Or, well, I could care less. I would rather you get jacked upside the head and know the Bible is the Word of God. This is how I must pray. It's all about the cross. Did you hear me today? Amen. Come on, you ought to be thankful for the cross, man. Come on. You've been taught something different. We've been taught, I can lay me down to sleep. I can say a little prayer. Guys, you need the cross. Yes or no? Good. I mean, I would feel really bad if I gave my son for you to save you. And you said, no, I don't want him. But you still wanted to have a relationship with me? I gave you my son, but you reject my son, but you still want to have an inside track with me. I'm sorry, you don't. All roads don't lead to heaven. One road, Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Correct? Yes or no? For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten, that whosoever believes in should not perish. Got it? Yes or no? So if you think I'm kooky, no, I'm not the kooky one up here, okay? This is Bible straight down the road. Amen. Cool. All right, here we go. Just a couple of scriptures, but now in Christ Jesus, you were sometimes far off. You're now made nigh by the blood of what? For He is our peace. He's the one who's both made one. He's broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained in ordinance, for to make Himself twain, one new man. So making what? See, we have peace with God, our position in Christ, that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the what? Did you see that? We're reconciled in one body by the what? By the cross. So, the Lord's Prayer. We're rolling. You might say, he's got a lot to go. Well, I'm going to spend most of my time on the first three statements. Then it's going to roll. Which art in heaven? So, our Father, which art in heaven. This speaks of God's sovereign judicial authority. Amen? Come on. Meyer, our Father, say that with me, is the what? Can we say it again? He is the... Why wouldn't you pray to the sovereign king of everything? I mean, he is judge, jury, he's all of it. He's the one that makes the decisions. He is sovereign over everything. You go to him in prayer. Amen? Knowing, let me tell you something right now. If you think you're done, you think your life's rough, you think it's hard, you can't make it, you take it to him. And you go, no, I ain't done yet because I ain't dead yet. As long as these lips can move, I'm gonna pray to the Lord. And this thing ain't over yet. Amen? Come on. Think like that. He absolutely reigns. He absolutely reigns. Why go in prayer thinking God ain't going to answer? Why go in prayer thinking God can't do it? Why go in prayer, I'm defeated? Know that when you pray, I'm praying to the one who's sovereign over everything. We think we can't make it because we've watched them not make it. Get your eyes on God. You know, yeah, but they went through that and you know they lost everything. Well, they ain't you. And so what if you do? You can still rejoice and be glad in it because of him. Amen. Come on, he's sovereign. Think that way. So, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Meyer, our Father, say it with me, is what? Now, we're talking about prayer. And we're talking about how to do it and get it up front. Our, remember that, it ain't just yours. He's in heaven, so he's sovereign. He reigns over everything. And now he's holy, holy, holy. Back to Isaiah chapter 6, in the year that King Uzziah died. Isaiah says, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, high lifted up. His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. With twain he did fly. Just a picture of God in heaven. One cried unto another, saying, and said this, say this with me. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his what? Glory. And the post of the door moved, and the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Isaiah the great prophet, say that with me. Woe is... Guys, don't be ugly, but when you pray, you ain't the holy one. Isn't it something how sometimes people can pray and come off like the Pharisees and the hypocrites were doing on the corner? They were coming off like they're a god, weren't they? Say, when did that happen? When we pray, God's the one that's holy, not us. Yes or no? Come on, man. All right, so woe is me, I'm undone. Isaiah said, I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Why? Here's what happens. This will happen to you in prayer. Come on. Sit with me. For my eyes have what? The Lord of hosts. Amen. That's the beauty of prayer. It's humbling yourself, knowing that he is our Father, knowing that he is sovereign king of everything, knowing that he is holy, 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 I ain't. Okay? And all of a sudden, you start to see him. And that's the beauty of this prayer. You start to have hope. Amen? So, when you pray, know that God is what? Say it with me. He is always. You ever argue with God in prayer? Go ahead. Come on. Come on. Don't lie. Come on. Yes. Tried to fix him, get it straight. Yeah. You're missing it. I'm over here. Okay. Tried to show him the way. How many your way, listen to me, you had a plan. Your plan was this plan. Maybe you had some hard times in your life, whatever it might have been. But this was your way, your plan. And your plan didn't work out at all. At all. That was not your plan. But now you've lived long enough to see that your plan was not the best plan, but his plan was the best plan. Can I see your hand? Well, can we thank you for that? Yes. Aren't you glad we're not in charge? Amen. Yeah. So, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, you might say, oh, man. It's 9:34. We got to go. Hang in here. Good news for you is I don't feel that well, so you know it's going to get, I'm quitting soon. Here we go. For me, the scripture we just read is verse 9. We just went over verse 9, so you should be able to say, I've studied verse 9 of Matthew 6. Now I know what it is, okay? For me, verse 9 sets the table for the rest of the prayer. I'm not going to spend as much time on it because we've set the table. Okay? Table needs to be set. You can't have supper. Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice, open the door, I'll come in him and have supper with him and he with me. You can't have supper unless the table is set. You want to have supper with God, set the table. The table, our Father, who art in heaven. He's sovereign of everything. Holy, holy, holy. You're always right. The table's set. Let's have supper, God. Feel it? And then the rest of the prayer moves. So after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, Raj, let's just go through it really fast because we've already talked about our Father. You know who you're talking to, just fly right here. He is my our Father. This is what we've been talking about this morning. I don't pray for my condition. I pray for my what? We've already talked about it. I am in Christ. We saw even scripture on that. Keep going. Number two, which art in heaven, keep flying. Know that God absolutely reigns. Keep looking. He is sovereign king of what? We're just walking. Number three, hallowed be thy name. Know that God is always what? We've already talked about it. He is holy, holy, holy. I ain't. Okay? So, now because of these three things, the table of prayer has been what? And it's going to flow perfectly now. And I'm not going to take a lot of time on it. You can go. There's a lot of stuff that can be studied here. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Earth is in heaven. Give us this day. We're going to walk it through, Raj. Now let's start. Let's start with thy kingdom come. Here we go. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. We've already talked about the table being set. Thy kingdom come. Say that with me. I'm doing my part. Thy kingdom come. Whatever. I'm your servant. Whatever. I'm your servant. I'm not asking for other people to do what I can do. I'm not asking you to go do things that I can go take care of, Lord. I can do what I need to do. Thy kingdom come. Whatever it is. You hear me or not? It's just plain English. These are my words. You might not see the same thing. It's just me talking. Thy will be done. Say that with me. I am what? It's hilarious. You come to God in prayer. God, 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 help me here, help me here. When you're saying to Him, I'm not obeying you. I'm not agreeing with you. Yeah, who does that? Say. What dad opens his checkbook to his children when the kids are lying like a dog, okay? Kid comes and just lies to your face. Dad, I'm lying. I know I'm lying, but give me $10 for the movie. Let me tell you something right now. Go watch the grass grow. Not giving you squat nothing. You understand? Yes or no? Come on, man. Listen. Thy will be done. Not saying you're going to be perfect. But quit coming to God in prayer when your life is all screwed up and you know it and you're not doing the right thing. Amen. Wouldn't that be nice if we live on that planet? Anything I want, and God just rubber stamps it. That's not this prayer. You got to find another one. On earth as it is in heaven. Say that with me. I am willing to what? On earth as it is in heaven. I'm willing to serve you right here, right now. You hearing the prayer or not? Now, of course, it can mean a whole lot more. This is just one angle I'm taking today. Give us this day our daily bread. Say that with me. I'm relying on God to provide for me. Yeah. See? Pretty nice prayer, isn't it? Say, give us this day our daily bread. Live in the now. Today is the day to live. Amen? Give us this day our daily bread. I had a sausage McMuffin this morning with Danny Jordan. Delicious. I loved it. Coffee. Thank you, Lord. We thanked Him for it, didn't we? Right in the McDonald's we did. Come on. Forgive us our debts. Ooh, big word. Can we say it loud? The Lord's Prayer. Pretty powerful, isn't it? I repent. As we forgive our debtors, This is huge, huge, huge. Say that with me. I am not bitter or begrudging against. When you pray, how in the world can you say, forgive me my sin, and yet you're not forgiving somebody else that sinned against you? But you say, but you don't know what they did to me. Well, we also don't know what you've done in your life either. We do know this, you've done enough to go to hell. How many did enough to go to hell? Can I see your hand? I did enough to go to hell. I just did enough to go to hell. That's a pretty good bit right there. Amen? Come on. Lead us not into temptation. Say that with me. I am. God will never lead you to sin. He will never do that. This prayer is not like, God, don't lead me down the wrong path. God will never lead you down the wrong path. You're going to take you down the wrong path. Lead us not to temptation. This prayer is about me, man, about me making good decisions and staying on the right path. Deliver us from evil. Say that with me. I put on the... that I can stand against the wiles of the devil. It's one thing to pray, deliver me from evil, yet you do jack squat nothing to defend and fight the devil in your life. Come on, put on the shield of faith, which can quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Ephesians chapter 6, the whole armor of God. Amen. For thine is the kingdom. Oh, now, will you say this with me? I am. Are you loyal to God? I'm loyal to God. Thine is the kingdom. I'm loyal to you. You know, I've lived my life a long time now doing this, giving God the benefit of the doubt. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You know what Gary did years ago? I believed it. And the longer I live, the more I know it's true. Evolution, Big Bang, bunch of bull. I can't even make my eyelid flip now. God does that. You know, how many thank the Lord? Don't lie. How many ever thank the Lord just because you can blink? Just about four of you. You stop blinking, your eyeballs will burn out of your head. So I have to keep putting drops in it right now. Drops, 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 drops. But I just blew up. My eye started blinking. Have you lost your mind? We're fearfully and wonderfully made. I give God the benefit of the doubt. Yes or no? Say. Instead of arguing with God. You don't believe that Bible, do you? I believe every bit of it. Why wouldn't I? Are you hearing me today? I'm loyal to God. I'm not going to come here on Sunday with you and then go home and say, I don't believe that Bible I'm preaching over at Fellowship Church. I don't believe that Bible I'm preaching at Fellowship Church. Amen. How about you? And the power. Say that with me. I what? I respect God. Do you respect God's power? I respect God. And then finally, getting close, and the glory. Say that with me. I what? I honor God. I know I'm wearing you out. It's okay. You'll be fine. Forever. Say that with me. God is my Father now and forever. Can we say it loud? God is my Father and... Wow. The Lord's Prayer. And then finally, amen. Say that with me. I... The word amen is so be it or let it be so. And they had a shooting the other day and that team gets together and they say the Lord's Prayer and that's the last word. Amen. We trust you, Lord. We don't know why we live in an evil world, why people would do what they do. But we trust you, Lord. Let it be so. Whatever it is, our trust is in you. You feel it? It's done. It's done. It's done. Beautiful Lord's Prayer this morning. Raj, I think we're done, aren't we? Yep, the Lord's Prayer. So we had a little time with passages that people are passionate about, and we had a little time with the Lord's Prayer. Let's thank the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen? Come on. Boo! Thank you, Lord! Good. Let's get up on our feet. Thank you so much. Thank you.